Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, Good Friday morning, March 30th, 2018. And we've got a lot of rain in Weatherby, Missouri. Lots of rain. But it's supposed to be sunshiny today, hopefully. Ready for the 41st Psalm. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I've sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. And thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed is be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Well, of course, in the ninth verse, speaking, of course, of Judas there, I believe. My known familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Oftentimes, those who say our friends are the ones that come against us, isn't it? That's what happened with Job and his three friends. But the Lord is always faithful to his people. And it says the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. Our only spiritual life is in the Lord. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I consider these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. For the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites and from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waste waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, in the night his song shall be with me. and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Well, of course, this is Good Friday, and that's what it's called, Good Friday. Scripture tells us, by the determinate counsel of God, ye have by wicked hands taken and slain. Christ was slain for his people. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. When we think of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, this gives us great hope. The resurrection. Paul said if it had not been for the resurrection, we would have no hope, for we would be yet in our sins. Christ experienced the total rejection of all of his creation. And I'm sure that there's been times in all of God's people's lives where they've experienced rejection. But God will not leave us comfortless. He will come and he will bring to us the assurance of our salvation. Remember Mary Magdalene when she went to the sepulcher. And she saw the stone taken away. And how that she was weeping in the 20th chapter of John. Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And seeth two angels in white, sitting the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith, and because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me whence thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful story of Jesus coming and comforting Mary Magdalene in the time of her sorrow. And likewise, Jesus will come and comfort his people in the time of their sorrow. So let us remember during this time of the year when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ that he will not leave us comfortless. God bless.